Leditoi manasosai. If you manas an isha, you don't marry her. You just manas her. You force her to live with her. And she becomes pregnant. And she has a daughter. How do you know you're also to live with that daughter? You can't marry that daughter. The Lake Sivi, the Bitoi manasosai doesn't say clearly in the Torah. But how do we know that a man is not allowed to marry this daughter that came from, he just manas, he just forced an isha to live with her? The Yomar Rava, Rava says, Omar li Reb Yitzchak Baravdimi, Asiya Heina Heina Asiya Zima Zima. We learn that from Zerish Shavis of Zima Zima Heina Heina to know that there's a chayv of chorus, you're not allowed to marry your daughter that came from Al Nasasai. The Rashi speaks out, Dilu Bitam Yishtoi, your own daughter from your wife, Ksiva, that the Torah says, Erebus Isha Bita. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry a lady and a daughter. Which means if you knew married Isha, or an Isha that had a daughter through marriage, then that daughter was also to the husband. You're not allowed to marry an Isha and a Bita. Mashma bein Shabbas mimeno bein mishachar. Doesn't make a nafkamina, whether it's your daughter or another daughter, or somebody else is the husband, but you're not allowed to marry your mother and a daughter. Uksiv kruach rina, ervas bas bincha, or is bas bincha. There we put on this part of talking about bita manasosai. If you force the lady to live with them, and then she becomes pregnant, that daughter is also to you. There are drushes. And how do we know it from? Rashi says, even though it's a kal v'chayma, but ein einshim min adin, you have to have limudim. So learn out from heina heina, and learn out zima zima. Rashi says, heina heina means li sura. And ask you zima zima l'sreifa. Teach us that the zechir sreifa. Ksiv bin esuyin shere heina zima hi. Ksiv bin abiyonsin ki erverscha evarscha heina. Ma'am bin esuyin osa kasa bita kibaz bita. Just like if you married your wife, so the daughter is also to you. The same thing if you manas this lady and she becomes pregnant, the daughter is also also to you. So kids, this halacha does not say clear in the Torah, it's only a drasha, and therefore the Mishnah means, al yesh al mi shi yismichu. Then the Mishnah says, heine gufe Torah, that these last halachas, they're called the gufa Torah. It says, that ha-hadinim v'yavoidos ha-tairos ha-tmeyos ha-royos, yesh al mi shi yismichu, veine gufe Torah. So Poshas Mashma, that's the guf, that's midiraisa, that's merely, that's the Yikatera. For the Gemara, Hani Yin Hanech Loi, and the first halacha of the Mishnah is not the Yikatera. We said, Gur doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but we have drushes. They're also gufi at Torah. It's also Avad Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. Avad are also with Sosa. Drashi, Hani Yin Hanech Loi, Hani de Mefashi, have a gufi at Torah. Hanech Le Mefashi, Kuli Yad Lab gufi at Torah, but to me, like, why not? True, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but if you learn it from a drasha, a dash in the Torah, that's what the Torah means. That's also called nami diraisa. So Gemara says, "Einachanami elaim." You should say like this: "Hein vehein gufe Torah." Both of them are considered gufa Torah. It was "Einu v'Einu." Both what says small Torah, small pasuk, what it says only from a limud. That kol parim the yud gimel midya shatorah the drashas mem. What's learned out from the Torah is also considered gufa Torah. It's also midiraisa. When you're learning the Torah, it talks about the arayus, which noshim, which isha, you're allowed to marry, you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to learn it with three people. You can't learn it together with three people. So Rashi says, in Darshan, Mishloshim, in Shnayim, Vuhu. Tavimina is a Rebbe, you can't learn with two Tamidim. When you're learning through the Psukim, the Pashas of arayus, you're not allowed to teach it to two Tamidim at the same time. When you want to go through the first psukim in the Torah of Rashi's, the Ma'is of Rashi's, you can't learn it with two people. Rashi Echad Vu means a Rebbe cannot give a shir, teach his Talmud about Ma'is of Rashi's. Then you know Makova, that's the psukim that says in Yecheskel, what's doing in the Molochim, in Shemayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can't even learn by yourself. Rashi B'yochid, Ein Shom El Hu Levadai. Even you yourself can't learn it. The Gemara Forestal, Gemara will explain what does it mean. Because the word Sestira, if you learn like this, it says the Makov, you can't go into it. And then the Mishnah says, Eliim can only, Ha'yechochem u'mevim idaitoi. Only if you're a big Talmud Chochem and you understand things, then you're allowed to learn yourself, then you know the Makov that talks about in the beginning of Yecheskel. So it's Sestira. First it's Mashmi, you can't learn it. And now it's Mashmi, with Talmud Chochem, you could. So Pshita, who's learning it? Only a Talmud Chacham. So it's a theory, is he allowed to or not? We'll tomorrow talk about it. Then the Mishnah says, Kol ha-mestakel b'yavor devorim. Whoever looks into these four things, starts to think about them, is resuya loy, kino loy vol yolam. Said Lashon resuya, it means royal loy, he's fit, is to, not to be in this world. Rashi at the end says, resuya means like a Lashon, Rashi says, resuya loy, toy v'yof oya loy im loy vol yolam. He would have been better off if he wasn't born. The yomer ani shel Lashon rachmonis. As if to say, we have pity on this person. In Bol Yerlam, we have pity on you if you're born. For the Gemara of Torah Kanim El Lozav El Itama Bonav Hanaisarim Ruyin Hayil Isarif El Esherisa Kosel Yet Liaron. The Torah had Rachmonas on Aaron. That's why they didn't kill him then. So Lashon the Mishnah says is Rusuyaloi. It's like pity on them. Kinaloi Bol Yerlam. As if they should not be in this world. What are these four things that you think into? Mala Mala. You want to know what's doing Lamala? So Rashi says that means Mirikiyo Sha'al Rosh Yechayis. You want to know what's doing all the way upstairs by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Kisi HaKovet with his Chayis. If you want to know what's doing there, it's not worth it to be in this world. Ma'ala Mata, Rashi says Mehen. Same thing. Also what's doing all the way in Shemayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just underneath his Chayis. If you want to know, you think about those things. In other words, the Mishnah is saying, don't think about those things. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us, Adas, our seichel, our mind, the person, the ben adam can't understand those things. Those are lamala from our seichel. Just like an ant can't understand what's doing in the world, so we can't understand what's doing in Shemayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't start thinking into these things. Vayta malefnim, what was before, or maleocha, what's going to be later. So some of Farshim say it means what malefnim means, what was around before Hashem created the world. Well, Maliyachim means what's going to be after Hashem destroys the world. That we're not supposed to think into those things. Our Seichel Adam doesn't understand those things. We shouldn't think into it. Rashla is a little bit different. Rashla's Malafni means Chutz L'Mechitzas Arkiya L'Mizrach. And what's doing inside means like what's doing on the east side of the Rakiya. Well, Maliyachim means L'Marav, what's doing on the Marav side of the Rakiya. Kids, these things are away from our understanding of B'nai Yodim. Shouldn't think about those things. We have to think about the Taryag Mitzvahs that we have, what's doing on this world, take care of this world, take care of our Chiyuvim, our Mitzvahs we have. We have a whole lifetime to take care of that. And not to worry about what's doing Lamala, that's not Nagay to us. Vaita, V'chol Shalai Chasal Kvoy Koinoi, whoever doesn't have like Kovit V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Resuyaloi Shlavol Yolam. Same thing. He's like fit not to be on this world. It's a pity if he's on this world. So Rashi says, the Gemara will explain what does it mean he doesn't have covered, he doesn't have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara, you're telling me in the beginning, that a yochid, a person by himself, even by himself, you're not allowed to learn the yon of the makova was doing the malachim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi, Amatav Lemakom Biyachid. The Chivan, the Yechidahu, the Enish Shemayim Pir Rab, we're talking about a person by himself. That means he's not learning by a Rebbe. So what type of a person can start learning this? Korchuch Midaita Yumevin. We're talking about a person that understands himself. In other words, he's a Talmud Chacham. And he understands what's going on. Okasudle. And still you're saying he's also, he shouldn't do it. So it's a stira. V'odo amata, then right away you're saying, Elim came o yechochem o meivin midaitoi. Unless he's a Talmud Chochem and doesn't know what's doing, then he's allowed to. So it's a stira. Can a Chochem that understands learn by himself about the Maisa Makova? Or he can't learn by himself about the Maisa Makova? So it's a stira. So that's the Gemara again. Amata b'reisha v'loibu makova b'yochid. V'odo amata, then you tell me, Elim came o yechochem o meivin midaitoi. That if he's somebody that does understand it, then he's allowed to learn it. So the Rosh is mashm, even if you're learning it yourself, you understand it yourself, still you're not allowed to. So Gemara says, Hochikomer. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein darshin ba'royis l'shloisha. Means you can't darshin learn it to three people. In other words, the Rebbe can't teach three Talmidim the Pashas of Aroyis. When he goes through the halachas, which ishi you're allowed to marry, which one not, which daughter, which aunt, which uncle, which one year, which one not, you're not allowed to learn it to three Talmidim. We'll soon see why. When the Rebbe is teaching the Pashas of Bereshis, the beginning of exactly how Hashem created the world, what happened each day, also we should not teach it to two Talmidim. Mashma to one Talmud is alright. For Loiba Makarval Yochit, who had in a Rebbe, should not teach a Talmud, even one Talmud, the Maisa Makova. Only if you're a chacham, you'll have to learn it yourself. Yourself, you'll have to learn the Yonim of the Makov, where it says in Yecheskel, what's doing the, by the Achaya, Svefanim, what's doing by the Melochim, Arkistia Kovid, what's doing by Hashem. If you're that much of a chacham, you can understand it yourself, you'll have to learn it yourself. But you're not allowed to teach it to a Talmud. Shrashi, for loy the Makov, the Talmud Yochid. You can't teach it even to one Talmud. Elim kein hoye chacham meve midaitoi, shto yitzorech lishol rav, kishistapik loy. That the Talmud would not have to ask any questions to his Rebbe. It's not nice to explain these things, speak them out right. If you understand it yourself, good. But the Rebbe should have to teach it to his Talmud, that's not right. Then the Mishnah says again, Ein Dorshin by Roy, now explain each one. Ein Dorshin by Roy is Mishloisha. You're not allowed to learn, teach, the halachas of who you're allowed to marry, who not, to three Talmidim. But tomorrow, my time, what's wrong? Elaim, if you want to tell him, Mishum Nesiv, because the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, El Kol, Sher, Besaroi, each person, like, we're talking about who you're allowed to marry, who you're not allowed to marry. So Dashin like this, Ish, Ish means Trey. Sher, Besaroi means another, the Mishpacha, Chad, another one. The Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, Loi Sikravu, Legala, Serva, like it's Mount Joshua, don't come close to be Megala, to uncover the Erva. In other words, with three people together, don't learn Hilchos Erva. Rashivam Rachmono, Le Sikrivu, don't come together, Legale Serva, to uncover the erva. That means Le Sikrivu, Shloshtachem, Ze Eitzel Ze, Legales Tame Pashas Arroyas. Don't have three people coming together, that you can teach them together, the Pshat in the Psukim, by Arroyas. Maybe that's Pshat in this Pasuk. Havadlo for Yemet, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk means, not to have Znus. Le Sigal Erva means, Le Sikrivu, even as Karvis. Even to touch the Yerba Zosa. Not only the Maisa Bia, but even the Achokas Arosa. So if you want to say the Pshat is now saying not to Dashin, if so, there's another Pasuk in the Torah that says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yikala Lelakov. The person curses Elakov. So Shaila, what it means, if it means Hashem, or it means the Bezdin, is, and it says, Ish, Ish, Ashayite Mizara Lamoylech, or else the person that gives the son over to the Avodah Zorah. His hachinam, you want to tell me the same thing, that you can't teach it with three people. Elo, what do you have to say? Hanu mi boyle le rabbis et anachrim. These psukim of ish ish is coming to include even a goy. That there's halacha, you can't, a goy can't worship avay the zara. A goy can't curse. It's been rabba that the goyim are b'chal, these are veris. Rashi says,
no, it doesn't say, yeah.
Shemazar na brichas Hashem? The Mor says here, "La Rabba says Anochrim, Shemuzar ma bruchas Hashem, that a goy is not allowed to curse Hashem. If he curses Hashem, he's bechlal dislav. For yalla avoy dezora ki Yisrael. A goy is not allowed to worship avoy dezora. The goy that worships avoy dezora is also over naveira. It's also also. That's what the post says. Ish ish. Not only a Jew can worship avoy dezora, even a goy is not allowed to worship an avoy dezora. The portion even shittuv is also also." So Mora says, Hainami mi boiler, the same thing by us also. That's what the Apostle says by Arroyus. Ish, ish, el kol sher besaroy, it means the rabbis es anochrim, even by goyim, shemus horim al Arroyus ki Yisrael. All these passages of Arroyus apply to a goy also. A goy is also not allowed to live with his sister, not with his mother, not with his aunt. So all the passages of Arroyus apply to goyim also. So Mel, you can't learn out our Mishnah's din. To say you're not allowed to dashin by royis in front of three talmidim, you can't learn enough from this pasuk. There was elamid simatay from another pasuk. I'll teach you that you're not allowed to learn pashas arroyis b'shloisha. The pasuk says ushmartem es mishmarti. You should make a shmira watch. My watches ushmartem is tray. It means two. Umishmarti chad one. The yomarachmona levilti asoyis mechukas atuavis. Not to do any of these bad things. So mashma three together is no good. Maybe makes it a drasha like this. That three people can't learn these halachas together. For the Gemara, if so, Elamayati is so, the still the Pasuk says by Shabbos also. It says, Ushmartem es HaShabbos. Ushmartem es HaMitzvos. Ushmartem es Mishmeres HaKodesh. His Ochinami, you want to tell me the Pasuk means to say that three people together can't learn Hilchos Shabbos, or you can't learn Hilchos Kodesh? How bad do we know you could? So the kids said, what's Pshat in our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah mean? You can't learn Hilchos Arroyos with three. Elu Amar Rav Ashi, Ma Yein Darshin Barayis B'Shloisha. What does the Mishnah mean to say? You can't learn the Pasha Barayis with three people. It means Yein Darshin V'Siskri Arayis B'Shloisha. Means to say, when you're saying all the Chidushim, just to say what the Torah says, the Pasha, the Pshah, the Psukim, that you could. Because that people can't make mistakes in. The Torah says you can't live with your mother, you can't live with your sister, with your daughter. That, when it says clearly, that's okay. But Siskri Arayis means things that don't say clearly in the Torah. You have to learn to dash in the Torah, so there you could make mistakes. So we'll soon see why you can't have three people learning it together. Rashi says, Siskri Arayis means She'ena Mefurashis. It's not clearly in the Torah. Kagain Pita Manasasa, like we had before. After a man is not allowed to marry his own daughter, that the mother, he didn't marry the mother, he just forced the mother. If you're honest, Anisha, he just forced to live with her, and then she becomes pregnant, and she has a daughter, that daughter you also to marry. The Torah doesn't say clearly. You learned it out before from Xerishava, Heina Heina, Zima Zima. So such chidushim, you can't dash and teach your Talmidim three at a time. V'yeim chomav, or else your mother, your aim chomav, your father-in-law's mother, v'yeim chamoisa, your mother-in-law's mother, that how do you know these things are Rosh? It doesn't say clearly in the Torah. You have to dash in Psukim. The Nafku Mesechus Nedrim Midrasha. So these things you can't dash in front of three Talmidim. Frederick Gemara, my time, or why not? So Gemara says, Svaru. It's not a din d'iraisa, it's a Svaru not to do it. We understand why not. So the Svaru is like this. If you only have two Talmidim learning from one Rebbe, so Chad Shakal V'Tarya B'Had the Rabbi, even if it comes to a point that one Talmud says he doesn't understand it, and he starts to talk with the Rebbe, so one Talmud is talking to the Rebbe. What does the other Talmud do? He has nobody else to talk to. So V'idach Matzli Yudnei L'Gemara, the other one puts his ear to the Gemara to try and understand also. So he won't go off, so therefore both of them will understand clearly what the Rebbe is saying. Mashen came to us, so if you have three Talmidim, then we're afraid, Chad Shoko V'Tarya B'Adi Rabbi. We're afraid one of the Talmidim is going to have a question, and the Rebbe is going to have to start talking to him. So what are the other two Talmidim going to do? V'anech Trei, Shakli V'Tarya B'Adi Adodi. Now the other two have their own company, they'll start to shmooze, they'll start to talk one to another. And the Rebbe, in the meantime, is explaining the Pshat to this one Talmid, for Lo Yadi my Kamer Rabayu, and these two Talmidim that are talking to one another is not going to understand the Shir. They're not going to understand what the Rebbe really meant to say. The Yosel and Mishrei Yisur Reb Arayis, and they'll come to be Mata and Erva. A Nisha that's supposed to be Yosser, they're going to say no, she's Mutter. So that's why when you teach these Shver Alochis exactly which Isha is Yosser, and the Torah doesn't say clearly, you have to dash in it that maybe the Talmidim will make a mistake. You have to be careful only to learn to two Talmidim at a time, not to have three of them there, in order that one should not be talking to you and the other two talking to themselves, and they'll come out with the wrong shot. Question also on that.
Yeah.
Throughout the Gemara. Everything says already. What we do today, everything says already. Yeah, we're not really dashing in the beginning. We're just learning what says already. Fighter. Samura says, Ihochi, if so, kola tera nami. It's the whole Torah should be that way also. You can't teach any chidushim to three talmidim. You have to be afraid one of them is going to make a mistake and they'll dash in the wrong way. Samura says, Aroyas shani. Aroyas is different. The Yomama we learned, Gezel v'aroyos nafshoy mechamdosan, or misavol lehem. Person have a tremendous taiva, tremendous desire, person has to steal. Somebody else has money, you want the money, that's a teva, that's a desire you have, yetzara, until you steal it, become rich yourself. V'aroyos, person has a tremendous desire to live with this isha, to live with an erva, to live with an isha. So therefore, we're afraid that the Talmidim will make a mistake and be matah. Like they have a tremendous desire to live with her, and they don't know if she's us or not, so they have like Nagiyas, they'll say, Mistama, she's Mutter. Fed Yomari Hochi is so Gezunami, then you should not be able to learn Hilchus Gezela with three Talmidim. For the same Svara, you have to be afraid two of them won't be listening to Shir, and it's a question if this is us to do or not, they'll be Mari Hefter and say, yes, we're allowed to do it, because they have a desire to steal. So Mura says, Aroyas is a difference. Aroyas, the desire you have to be with another lady, vain before the vain shle before. Nofish Yitzira. That the Yitzira is tremendously, has a big desire, even if the Isha is not in front of you. Even if right now you don't have the Isha in front of you, still you have a desire to be with other Noshim. To have a Rois. Mashen Ken Gezel, after the person has a desire to steal, they're fun of. Only if the money is in front of you. Like right now you think, oh, let me steal that money, then you have a desire to steal it. Nafshi Yitzira. But Shalai Bifon of Lenofish Yitzray. But if it's not in front of you, the money right now, then you don't have a desire to steal it. So therefore, when you buy your Rebbe and learning the halachas about Gzela, you don't have a desire then to steal. The money's not in front of you. So at that time, we're not afraid you'll say wrong Shan the Apostle because you have Negias, you want to be able to steal. At that time, you don't have the desire to steal. Mashenk and the Pasha of Aroyas, which Isha is mutter to you, then you have a desire to be with even she's not in front of you right now, so there we're afraid maybe you'll say the wrong sock, therefore you can't teach these Chedushim to three Tamidim. But then the Mishnah says, V'loi b'may separations b'shnayim. And one Rebbe can't teach two Tamidim, the beginning of Rishis, about what happened by my separations. Exactly how Hashem created the world. Trashi Dien Shnayim Shalom of Maestro Bracious. Can't have two people learning together. The Loch is of Maestro Bracious. How do you know this? Minan Emili. The Tana Rabbonin. Pasuk says, Ki Shoel No La Yomim Rishonim. You'll ask what happened by the first days of the Briyas Olam. When a person will ask, what happened by my separations? How did Hashem create the world? So it's Mashma Yochid Shoel. One person has the right to ask a Rebbe. A Rebbe can learn with one. V'yein Shnayim Shoelim. But you can't have two people asking the Rebbe together. One Rebbe can't teach two Talmidim together my separations. Yochel, I would think, Yeshua Lodom Kodim Shenivro Olam. You have a right also to ask, how was the world before it was created? Like the Mishnah says, Mephonim, what happened before the world was created? You could also talk about that. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, Lemin Hayoim Asher Boru Elokim Adam, Aloritz. That you could only ask questions what happened from Briyas Olam onwards. But like the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to think into what happened before the world was created. Yochel, I would think, Lo Yishor Lodim Mishesh Shemei Breshis. You can't ask about Shesh Shemei Breshis. Maybe only when it says Lamina Yom Shabor Lakim Adam Aloritz. Only from Yom Shishi onwards, when Hashem created Adam Marishan on Yom Shishi. But maybe the first days you can't ask about. Talmud Loimanol Yom Rishonim Asher Hoyu Lefanecha. You're allowed to ask about the first 5 days also, even before the Rishon was created. You're allowed to talk about Maisa Breshis. Rashi Yochel Yidrus the bottom Rashi Lo Yishol B'Shech Mei Breshis To Lamin Brias Odemu To Yar B'Shusei Vubi Eres Shabbos Nivra. Maybe only what happened Eres Shabbos onwards you could talk about. But what happened about the first 5 days, maybe you can't talk about. Talmud Leimano Lo Yomim Rishonim Yom Rishon. From the first day of Brias Olam, like someone the Yomim that's Chofei Elul, the first day of the Brias Olam, you're allowed to talk what happened that day. Yochel, I would think, Yisholodim malamala malamato, like the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to, but I would think maybe allowed to think about what's doing lamala, what's doing by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Chayos, Vifanim, and the Srofim, or malamato, some learn means what's doing underneath the world, and some Sarashi says it means what's doing right underneath the Kisi HaKovid, malafnim, again, what some people say it means what happened before the Briyas Olam, or mal yochel, what happens after Hashem will destroy the world, you're not supposed to think about those things. How do I know that? Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, L'miksei HaShemayim V'yaksei HaShemayim. You're allowed to talk about what happened from one side of the Shemayim to the other side. From one corner to the other end. M'lemiksei HaShemayim V'yaksei HaShemayim Atashoyim. From the Shemayim to the other side, and the doing of this world, you're allowed to talk about. Shoyim. V'yatashoyim Malamala Malamata Malafnim Maliyachar. But you can't talk about what's doing higher than the Shemayim, what's doing by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Chayis, by the Serafim, those things we don't talk about. What's doing Lamata, what's doing before the Shemayim, what's doing after the Shemayim, those things we don't talk about. A Seichel of a Parshat of a Neyotim doesn't understand those things, we're not supposed to think about those things.